Okay. Is there any objections to moving to point two on our agenda to discuss the 2015 audit that was put on by Robert Mark?
Just a point of information. Up to what time are we in committee?
Well, I set aside 2 hours, which would be
10:30.
Would be 7:30, which means that we have about 40 minutes left.
Okay, so I'd like to move that we open nominations for chair and secretary, and then go back to the because I think this will be quick. Then we can go back to the 2014 or 15 audit.
So you're moving that we move to point three and four immediately and then return to point two?
Yes, sir.
Is there any objections to that?
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Robert?
Is this one of those elections that we have to send our ballot to the central office and have them tally them?
Yes.
Unless everybody's, elects the officers unanimously, yes, we have to do an STV ballot by email.
Excuse me? Carolyn, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lawrence has moved that we move from point two to point three and four immediately and then return to point two, which is the discussion of the 2015 audit.
And can I moderate that, Chair, by chance, at some point?
Well, I'm asking, are there any objections? You don't have to motivate if there's no objections.
Okay.
Is there any objections?
I have a point of information, though.
What's your point of information, Carolyn?
Isn't it true that no matter whether we agree or not, there must be an IRV or an STV ballot in writing? I don't believe we're allowed to do this orally, even if we all agree.
I don't know. I'm not up to speed on that point.
That's been my understanding of previous elections.
But
we're in hair wagons for the stack.
Okay, I'm trying to answer Carolyn's point of information. I think you are correct, Carolyn, that we have to do an STV. But William, what's your point? What you're on the stack?
If there's only one person nominated, then the person is elected by acclamation. If there's more than one person, then we go to STV.
Somebody mute themselves?
So we're getting a lot of stack online. Can somebody mute themselves? Somebody needs to mute their phone. We're getting a lot of noise. In any case, that sounds correct, William. But we normally do these officer elections by STV through the national office. But going back to Lawrence's point about the nomination of officers, we're not going to vote on officers tonight unless there's only one officer nominated. So Lawrence's motivation or point was that these two points, nomination of chair and secretary, would go quickly and we could return to the discussion of the 2015 audit.
Chair, would I be able to request that Lawrence add point five since that's related to the previous two points of the agenda?
Yeah, that makes logical sense. That's the timeline. Is there any objection to moving from the discussion about the 2015 audit? Hearing none, I'm going to move to point three on the agenda, nominations for chair.
Chair, I'd like to nominate someone.
Go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Brenda Medina for chair of the audit committee.
Thank you. Do you accept Brenda?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other nominations at this point?
Carolyn.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Fred Blair for chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Carolyn. But I think I've served 3 years as chair. I think I'm going to retire at this point. I'd like to nominate Robert Mark for chair of the audit committee.
Does Robert accept?
Robert,
I suppose.
Also, as chair, I'd like to say something. Though it's not in the bylaws do specify that the chair of the finance committee must be a director. I would highly recommend that the directors change the bylaws to change that the chair of the audit committee should also be a director. My experience over the last 3 years is that not being a director is a real deficit in being chair of this committee, that I'm not aware of things that are taking place that around the audit that directors are aware of. That's just a comment by myself. I think that there should be a change in the that portion of the bylaws that deal with the audit committee chairmanship.
Chair, can I have a point of information?
Yes, Lawrence, what's your point of information?
My question is, it seems like we have two directors that are willing to serve. Is that correct?
So far,
Brenda Medina is a director, and so is Robert Mark. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there anybody else who wants to nominate somebody for chair of the audit committee? If that's the case, at this point, I'm going to close nominations for chair at this point. I will pass this information on to the national office so that they can arrange a vote by email for
and
the chairman.
And the PNB secretary chair as well? The PNB secretary should be aware of this?
Thank you, Lawrence. I will also make the secretary aware of this.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for reminding me. Okay, so I'm going to move the agenda on to the next item, which is for secretary
of
the audit.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm moving to agenda point 4, which is nominations for secretary of the audit committee. Nominations are open since we don't have a permanent secretary. Does anybody want to nominate somebody? Or somebody wants to self-nominate?
Yeah, William Hairwagon, I'll volunteer.
Okay. William Hairwagon. Oh, sorry. Is there any other nominations for secretary at this point? Do you have the time to do do our minutes for our committee meetings?
I don't think I'll answer that question. It's a strange question.
Well, it is a fair amount of work writing up minutes, and we need them this is an important committee. We do need minutes, and we've had We've had a spotty record on that. That's the only reason I ask it. If there's no more nominations for secretary, then I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask if is there any objections for having William Hirwagon as secretary of this committee? If I don't hear that, you're elected, William.
Oh, thank you, William.
William, thank you for accepting a thankless job.
Thank you.
Okay, Brenda, you you want a item 4-5 on the agenda saying a timeline for voting for the officers. You want to speak on that?
Yes. So I know that there was a lot of confusion last year. I propose that we have the voting done prior to the week prior to our next committee meeting. And then that way there's enough time, one, to distribute ballots to each of the members of the committee, as well as giving people sufficient time to actually, or for the national office to count the ballots prior to our next meeting, because otherwise it could just take a lot longer than it needs to.
Excuse me, is there anything more on that, just than that statement that needs to be done on the timeline? So you're basically suggesting, Brenda, that the voting for and the new chair be put in place at the August 25th meeting of the Audit Committee. It seems to me... Go ahead.
No, actually what I'm proposing is, one, that we submit to... Lachelle, at the national office, the nominations today, so that way the rest of the week is we're able to, one, have either her or compile and distribute a ballot. Then we have anywhere from 2.5 to 3 weeks to vote. Have those collected a week prior to the August 25th meeting, so that by August 25th, we already have the results in. That's what I'm proposing.
Could you write that up?
Yes, I'll write that up and reply to our agenda thread.
Information, please.
Yeah, what, Carolyn, what's your point of information?
I think a timetable really needs to be confirmed with the national office, because they're the ones who have to do the work. And generally, my experience on committees is that we sort of, whoever is in charge, Brenda perhaps, consults with the NO for a final timetable.
Well, it seems to me that this needs to be confirmed not only with the national office, but the secretary of the PNB. Janet Coburn, since they both have to be involved in this ballot. It seems to me also, I note that I think I forgot a formalism here. When we have after we have nominations for an office, we're supposed to have a short presentation by each candidate. Do people want to do that, or maybe people can make a presentation via email for their candidacy as an alternative?
I'm okay with either.
Robert?
I think that I would prefer the email, because I'm just about phoned out tonight.
Would that be all right with you, Brenda?
That works.
Okay. So is there anything we have to do on this timeline other than you're going to write that up, and I guess we'll have some emails back and forth with the national office and the secretary of the PNB refining that. Okay.
Here's William for the sec.
Yeah, William, you have the floor if you would like to speak.
Yeah, I don't think the PNB secretary gets involved until we advise her who our officers are.
We can barely hear you, William.
I don't believe we have to contact the secretary of the PNB except to tell the secretary of the PNB who our new officers are. She's not involved in the actual election process.
Well,
it's strictly between us and the national office.
Well, I will contact the national office and see how they want to do this, okay? And arrange for the election. And I'll see if we need to get the secretary involved at all.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's now 7:12 Pacific Coast time. I'm going to move us back to point two on the agenda, which is a discussion until 7:30 of the...
Chair Lawrence to the stack.
Yes, Lawrence, I've got you on the stack. A discussion of the 2015 audit. So I've got Lawrence. Robert, would you do you want to be on the stack too on that? Or have you finally given up the ghost on this telephone conference? Okay, Lawrence, you have the floor.
I'm not sure if Robert
is still on the line.
Okay, I'm taking the floor to make a motion to extend from 7:30 to 7:40. 10 minutes.
Excuse me.
Point of information.
Yes, what's your point of information, Robert?
I didn't think this item would take more than 5 minutes. I don't know if you've got something else you want to extend for or if you think we're going to get into some deep conversation here.
Well, if I could answer that, Chair. I'm just being mindful of the fact that we may get into it because it's important information to discuss. So that's why I was moving for an additional 10 minutes since the item before did take longer than I thought.
Lawrence, may I suggest that 7:25, if we're still going hot and heavy, I'll accept your motion for to extend five or 10 minutes, okay?
That's
otherwise,
fine.
let's proceed. Robert, do you want to motivate this question about the 2015 audit?
Yeah, I wanted to put this on there because it had occurred to me that if we are going to entertain any option of changing auditors, we need to start that process because, you know, we've only got now 2 months and a week left of the fiscal year. And so I think that we ought to be discussing whether we want to do that. And in order to do that, I think there's a couple of things we need to look at. One is, what is the best nonprofit practice in terms of how many audits in a row you should go with the same accounting firm, which, you know, I think would involve some research, which I'd be happy to do and send it out before our next meeting. And then the other issue, which I wasn't on the committee when they hired Armanino in the first place, but did they have them submit a bid for the audit? And if so, has that bid... it seems to me like the 2013 audit probably cost a lot more than the 2012 audit. But people with that institutional memory could maybe make some comments because, you know, it might be a healthy thing to just say, you know, give us a bid on the audit. So those are my two comments. And like I said, I hadn't really wanted to get into the depth of whether to do it or not tonight, but merely to say we ought to start that investigation.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Yes, Carolyn. Hold on a second. I'm going to put myself on the stack too.
Pete for the stack.
Okay. Red. Okay. Got you, Pete.
Thank you,
Carolyn. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. To respond, Bob, to your query about time, my experience the last time I was on a board that had to hire an audit firm is that it's standard practice for audit firms to bow out at the end of 5 years. And they make that offer, and it's almost always accepted, no matter how good they've been or what the relationship is. It's just understood that it's not better for auditors to be involved with the same firm for 5 years. So if they don't ask, it's unusual, and they often do ask to be relieved and be changed. So 5 years is about it. And of course, when they're not paid, that's a whole other question. But that's my understanding. That's been the practice at Pacifica for the last couple of auditors. That's all I know about that.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. The reason I put myself on the stack, I'm suspending myself as chair at this point, is that was the first year I was chair of the committee. Was when we selected Armanino. And the 2014 audit will be Armanino's third year in a row that they've done the audit. Yes, Armanino did, since I was chair of the committee that selected them, they did submit a formal proposal to be our auditor, and we interviewed, we had three finalist firms that submitted proposals, and we interviewed them and voted formally to which one to select. So that provides some historical continuity. And that's about all I need to say. I don't think that there's a 5 years is a formal mark. It's probably a good point to think about changing audit firms. You can at least after the first 1 or 2 years is a good point to evaluate your auditor and determine how good a job they're doing for you. So I'm going to relinquish the floor now to Pete.
Yeah, thanks. I think Armin and Fred, I guess Fred has more information having dealt with it for several years, but to me it seems that historical knowledge is critical. I mean, we have, seven units, except for, two of them or three of them. I mean, we have most of our units are in financial difficulty and with differing degrees of documentation and records and different methods for some of them, different methods for keeping finances. All this is an unbelievable headache for any auditor, and will take them quite a bit of time to get up to speed. So as we are working to try on a tight timeline, get these things turned around, these audits and the CPB, to me it seems like not the wisest thing to switch up from Armanino. Hopefully in a year or two, as things calm down a bit and we get some more centralized, not necessarily centralized, but more across the different units, standardized reporting and more consistent reporting and are more up to date with CPB requirements. At that point, I think we're in a better position to look at different auditing firms. But right now, to me, it seems with the history they've got, and they stayed with us despite, not necessarily getting paid on time and so on and so forth. They might not be the cheapest, but I think anyone we find, if we go cheap on the audit, we could end up being penny wise and pound foolish. At this point, I would stick with them, and then a year or two from now, we can have hopefully a calmer discussion about it. Thanks.
Anybody else want to speak at this point? I would just like to remind people that Armanino has been informed that we've selected them for our 2014 audit, and we've asked them already for a engagement letter, which is basically their contract that they send us to sign to do the audit. That has nothing to do with being paid for the 2013 audit. They have not sent us that engagement letter so far, so it's not guaranteed that they will do our 2014 audit. That's just the way things are. that's some reality, I think, in this situation. I think you should think about that. And Robert, I would suggest you do, if you would kindly write up any research you do and send it to us, so we can consider it. That would be very helpful. Does anybody want to speak at this point? It's now 22 minutes after the hour.
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
William, you have the floor if you'd like to speak.
Yes, I move to adjourn.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objections, we are adjourned. Thank you, people.
Thank you, Fred. Sure. Thank you, Brenda.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.